It's NPR.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Shelby Rose. Hurricane Ike made landfall in Galveston 18 years ago this weekend. The Category 2 hurricane killed more than 100 people and caused nearly $30 billion in damage. Will Wright is with the Galveston Historical Foundation. He says the storm is still fresh in his mind.
From my viewpoint on it, you know, I really think that you kind of see Galveston before Hurricane Ike and after Hurricane Ike.
Wright says waterline markers pasted to buildings, plaques bolted to homes that survived the storm, they serve as a daily reminder of its impact. On September 1st, Houston ISD closed Grimes Park in order to make room for a new career and technical education center. At the school board meeting Thursday night, elected trustee Maria Benzon said the district had not been transparent about the closure.
3 years ago, taxpayers spent $1.3 million renovating that park. Now you've torn it up.
Mayor John Whitmire earlier this week said the closure was an example of a lack of collaboration.
The leadership over there does not take input very well, but it's just difficult to negotiate with someone that won't come to the table.
The district had leased the park to the city for 30 years. Fort Bend County's two Democratic commissioners returned to the courthouse Thursday to vote on the 2027 budget and property tax rate after weeks of uncertainty over whether all four commissioners needed for the quorum would be present. The budget passed along partisan lines 3-2, with Democratic commissioners Grady Prestige and Dexter McCoy voting against the measure. McCoy addressed their position before court.
What I want residents to know is that the politics of D.C. have no business in Fort Bend County. The politics of corruption and lies have no place in Fort Bend County.
The final tax rate was lower than the rate originally proposed and passed, with McCoy abstaining after a heated exchange with County Judge Daniel Wong, who is running against McCoy in November. The approved budget includes a lower cost of living adjustment for county employees, cuts